But in 2006, Wallace did retire as a full-time correspondent and continued to contribute until finally hanging up his microphone. After almost 60 years, the unmistakable voice of Mike Wallace was not on the air. But his brave approach and unstinting style marked him as a journalistic legend who has inspired generations of newsmen and women and whose crusading manner will always be remembered.
News Talk 1110 KBND, it's 5:45.
1110 KBND Sports at 15 and 45 past each hour.
Let's check in with Dave Jarvis. He's got today's sports.
Thank you, Frank. We begin with the NBA. Carmelo Anthony's go-ahead three with 8.2 ticks left in overtime lifted the Knicks to a 199 win over the Bulls. Anthony scored a season-high 43 for New York. Derrick Rose finished with 29 points in his return from a 12-game absence. Elsewhere, New Jersey down Cleveland in overtime. Detroit fell to Miami. Boston better than Philadelphia. San Antonio pounded Utah. Oklahoma City upended Toronto. And Houston toppled Sacramento. Portland Trailblazers return home to host the Rockets tonight. Houston is 2-0 against Portland so far this season. The Rockets currently in sixth place in the Western Conference playoff chase. The Blazers are in 11th, 3.5 games behind Denver. Portland has 9 games remaining in their schedule. Turning to Major League Baseball, Alex Avila laced a game-winning 2-run home run in the bottom of the 11th as the Tigers edged the Red Sox 13-12. They sweep the opening series of the season. Avila says his dinger was definitely not a no-doubter.
When I hit it, I thought, you know, maybe I had a chance. But with the way the wind was blowing today, you know, I wasn't sure because it was blowing out to left. And it just barely got over.
Miguel Cabrera had 3 hits, including the game-tying 3-run home run in the home half of the ninth to send the contest into the extra frames. Boston starts 0-3 after beginning last season 0-6. Other American League winners yesterday were Cleveland, Baltimore, Tampa Bay, Kansas City, and Texas. While in the National League, Detroit, Cleveland, Baltimore, Tampa Bay, Kansas City, I'm reading the American League all over again. Mets, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Houston, St. Louis, Cubs, San Diego, and Arizona picked up wins. Oregon State football coach Mike Riley says he's excited about a pair of young offensive players. Riley says redshirt freshman receiver Richard Mullaney will surprise some defenders with how deceptively fast he is and how good his hands are. Coach Riley also praised running back Storm Woods. Riley says Woods, a redshirt freshman, is giving them another option as they look for a tailback. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 7th. From News Talk 1110 KBND.
5:47, good morning. Skyview traffic this morning. No word of any problems or slowdowns locally. Looks like things are moving along fine this early in the day. We'll get the full update from the helicopter when it's up in the air during the 7 o'clock hour.
1110 KBND weather.
Partly sunny skies today in central Oregon. A high near 64. Feels like springtime finally. Right now in Madras, it's 35, 33 in Redmond, and 31 in Bend. 1110 KBND News time is 5:48.
Coming up next, we'll take another look at what's going on with your local news. Plus, we'll give you kind of a good mix of what's happening around the country today. And at 5 minutes before the hour, our money news. First look at the marketplace this morning.
If you're serious about your guns like I am, Shooters Pro Shop in Bend has you covered. Every week, you'll find incredible savings on guns, ammo, and all the accessories. Hey, it's Lars Larson. I highly recommend Shooters Pro Shop for beginners to seasoned marksmen. Shooters' knowledgeable staff can advise you on everything from setting up your first rifle to honing that perfect hand load. Shooters is also the exclusive dealer for Nosler Factory Seconds bullets and ammo. Besides a full line of Nosler products, Shooters Pro Shop also carries top brands like Remington, Winchester,